Soon after this unforgettable supreme presentation of mine, I left St. Petersburg, and thereafter the chief places of my existence were various cities on the continent of Europe, as well as on other continents. Later, but for other affairs, I often returned to the community of Russia, where during that period of the flow of time, their great process of reciprocal destruction and the annihilation of everything already attained by them was taking place, a process which this time, as I told you, they called Bolshevism. You remember I promised to tell you about the real fundamental causes of this arch-phenomenal process. Well then, as I have already mentioned, this grievous phenomenon arises there as a result of two independent factors, the first being the cosmic law of soliunensis, and the second, as always, those same abnormal conditions of ordinary being existence established by them themselves. In order that you should understand better both these factors, I will explain to you each of them separately, and will begin with the cosmic law of soliunensis. First of all, you must be told that all the three brain beings on whatever planet they arise, and whatever exterior coating they receive, always await the manifestations of the action of this law with impatience and joy, somewhat as your favorites look forward to their feasts of Easter, Bairam, Zadik, Ramadan, Kailana, and others. The only difference is that your favorites look forward to these feasts of theirs with impatience, because on these holy days it has become customary for them to abandon themselves to merrymaking and drunkenness. Whereas the beings of other planets await the action of soliunensis with impatience, because thanks to it, the need for evolving in the sense of acquiring objective reason increases in them by itself. As for the causes that give rise to the action of this cosmic law, they are different for each planet, but always flow from and depend upon what is called the common cosmic harmonious movement. And as regards your planet Earth, what is called the center of gravity of causes is brought about by the periodic tension of the sun of its system, brought about in its turn by the influence upon this sun of a neighboring solar system existing under the name of Balia-Uto. In this latter system, however, the center of gravity of causes is determined by the presence, among the number of its concentrations, of a great comet, Solni, which, in accordance with certain combinations of the common cosmic harmonious movement, comes at times in its falling very near to its sun, Balia-Uto, which is thereby forced greatly to increase its tension in order to maintain the path of its own falling. This tension provokes the same in the suns of the neighboring systems, among which is the system Ors. And when, in its turn, the sun Ors increases its tension in order not to change the path of falling proper to it, it provokes the same tension in all the concentrations of its own system, among which is also the planet Earth. The tension in each of the planets acts also on the common presence of all the beings arising and breeding on it, always engendering in the beings, besides desires and intentions of which they are not aware, the feeling called sacred ia boliu nosar, or as your favorites would say, religious feeling, namely that being feeling which, as I have already said, appears at times in the desire and striving for more rapid self-perfecting as regards objective reason. It is interesting that when this sacred feeling, or another similar to it, likewise engendered by a certain common cosmic actualization, is produced in the presence of your favorites, they accept it as a symptom of one of their numerous diseases and call it nerves. It is necessary to remark that this impulse, inherent in the presence of all three brain beings of our great universe, arose and was developed almost normally in most of the terrestrial beings of a former period. That is, from the time when the organ Kundabuffer was removed from their common presence, right up to the second Transalpalnian perturbation. But later, among the chief evils flowing from the conditions of ordinary being existence established by them themselves, especially since there began to predominate in the presence of every terrestrial three-brained being their inner evil god named self-calming, it came about that under the action of Soliunensis, instead of the desire and striving for a more rapid self-perfecting, a something began to arise in them which they themselves characterize by the words need of freedom, which is the chief cause of the appearance of these grievous processes of theirs, such as this recent Bolshevism. I will explain somewhat later how they represent to themselves this famous freedom of theirs. For the moment, I will only tell you that the sensation which arises from the action of Soliunensis strengthens the need in them for some change or other in the general outer conditions of their ordinary being existence, which until then were more or less stable. After the second Transalpalnian perturbation occurred to this ill-starred planet, that is, after the loss of Atlantis, the action of the cosmic law of Soliunensis in the common presence of your favorites took place at least 40 times. And each time, thanks to this strange need of freedom, which has become fixed in the majority of them, almost the same thing took place as has recently been occurring among the groups inhabiting that part of the surface of your planet called Russia. Here it is extremely important to note that these terrifying processes could never have occurred among the three brain beings of the planet Earth if those data for engendering the being impulse of conscience, which had remained intact in their subconscious, data to which the most saintly Ashiata Shiamash was the first to turn his attention, and which he relied upon for the fulfillment of his mission, had taken part in the functioning of that consciousness of theirs which has become habitual for them during their waking state. It is only because the data for the sacred impulse of being conscience do not take part in the functioning of this consciousness of theirs that the action of the law of Soliunensis, as well as of other inevitable cosmic laws, assumes these abnormal forms which are so lamentable for them.